I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's V96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. All right, so the United States is turning 250 years old on July 4th.
Now she doesn't look a day over 249. We've had a time.
You know, it's been 250 years, and we were talking about how crazy, how much changes in 250 years.
Oh my gosh. How much changes from one year to the other, but mm-hmm. When you really think about the fact that it's barely been barely 100 years that we could vote.
Right. Yeah.
Well, girls, I mean.
Yeah, that women can vote. Yeah.
And we don't even know what it's going to look like in another 250 years. Cars might fly by then.
So 1776 is when we got started. Now it's 2026. We've got, AI, and we are relying on technology for so many things. What will the world look like in 2276 in another 250 years? What will Chicago look like in another 250 years?
What if in 250 years our president is AI?
Well, maybe.
We don't know. But I always find it fascinating because we know as much as the history books teach us and as much as we can see now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't even conceptualize what life would have been like. What was life like during Prohibition?
Well, and I don't think that we can conceptualize what life was 250 years ago. And we want to help the people of Chicago of 2276 get a little taste of what life was like way back when, in 2026.
Back in 2026.
So, we are doing something interesting. We are putting together a time capsule, and we want to know what we should put in this time capsule. We want a snapshot in time of Chicago. So, we're looking for people to get involved. We're looking for things, ideas, what would be the best things to put in a Chicago time capsule that'll be put in the ground in a couple of weeks and not removed until 2276.
2276. We have to, I feel like, sign some sort of declaration so that whoever works at B96 in
250 years.
Oh, that's the year we're in now.
2276.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So, we're going to have to do some sort of declaration. Maybe we can get the mayor involved or the governor, somebody who can say, hey, you got to open this thing up. But we got to figure out what we're going to put in this time capsule. So kindly help us out at 877-591-9696. Eddie in Ravenswood, who is part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, has some thoughts on what we could maybe put in this time capsule.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Carlo. Good morning. Well, here's the thing with a lot of Chicagoans, especially with our sports. For some reason, we can't stop talking about the 1985 Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears.
We know the reason.
So let's put in. We do. You're right. Let's put in some memorabilia from the 85 Bears season, and let's just continue the conversation 250 years from now.
Yeah, hopefully, right? We'll have a couple more
Super Bowls
to add to that list. Imagine it's 2276, and they're like, back in 1985, allegedly,
the Bears, the Hammond, Indiana Bears, won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so good.
I like that idea. Ahmad the Amazing here wrote here that you suggested we put a bottle of Malort in this thing.
It's one of those things where it's timeless, and we should share this with future generations. Every person that comes through Chicago, you kind of give that shot of Malort to a friend or an out-of-town visitor because we know the exact reaction that they're going to have. We want those people in the future to have the same exact reaction.
And imagine, what do you think that Malort would taste like after sitting in that bottle for 250 years?
Probably better.
Carlo's not wrong. Probably better. I'd love Ahmad's take on it because we all know Ahmad loves Malort.
So. Ahmad does love taking some shots of Malort. Well, thank you, Eddie, for your contributions. And if you have any 85 Bears memorial or memorabilia, I don't say that word.
Memorabilia?
Yeah. I don't talk for a living or anything.
we want to think of some really cool things to put in this time capsule. Like, I'm thinking we need to hit up Giordano's and get a slice of deep dish pizza, somehow freeze dried so that it lasts.
Yeah, or just leave it in there as is, see what happens. Bianca says a signed Chicago flag from Job, who just ran every street in Chicago.
Oh, that would be cool.
Let's see.
I'm thinking, I know that, I don't even think we do newspapers anymore. But I would love to print out, like, headline news from that day, that year.
Well, there's newspapers still. They're still printing the Chicago Tribune.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do
at
they
the
sell
Chicago
that?
Tribune? Well, where do we find it? Probably at the grocery store or something.
Yeah, where do they sell newspapers? Someone let us know. But I'm thinking something like that. I want to download the most popular TikToks of today.
Okay.
Put them in a USB, and then that way they can like.
They're gonna
see
go. What
were...
is this USB? What can we possibly connect this to? Thank you, Eddie, for that.
Bye, Eddie.
All right, bye, Eddie.
So that they can like see what we were laughing at 250 years ago.
877-591-9696. What are we throwing in our Chicago time capsule that we're going to bury and it's to be opened in 250 years? Stacy's in Tinley Park. And you say recipes. What kind of recipes?
Like the recipes for Chicago pizza and, probably the best is the Chicago handshake with that bottle of Malort.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Because some things I think just get lost in translation over the years. Like there's nobody to, pass all these things on.
Do you think, Stacy, that
100%.
In 250 years we're going to lose the Chicago hot dog?
I don't know, man. I would hope not, but somebody's going to put ketchup on it.
Somebody might do that in 2026. Somebody named Carla.
Carla might be a ketchup on a hot dog person.
I might. But okay, so you're thinking recipes for the hot dog, a deep dish pizza, and what else? I think the brownie was invented in Chicago.
Beef. Yeah, beef. The beef sandwiches.
The Italian
all the
beef.
Different terminology for the dips and the peppers and,
All right.
Well, I like that.
That would be a good idea.
Well, Stacy, thank you very much for your contribution and have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank
right.
you.
So if you want to help, you can DM us at B96 Chicago on Instagram. Do you have any thoughts what we should put in a Chicago time capsule that's going to be sealed, closed, and not opened for 250 years? What would you want people in 250 years to know about life in Chicago today?
Yes.
Who should we have involved in this?
Yeah, honestly, if you have anything you want to contribute, DM us at B96 Chicago or even any ideas.
Give us about 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.